Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of Two Girls, One Doc.
One Doc.
It's your girl, BD.
It's Foren's, the fiance. Oh.
And we are back.
I have not been a fiance for a bit. I don't know why. Yeah,
I'd even clock that you said the fiance.
I mean, you guys know what it is.
Yeah, at this point. Yeah. Today's a credits episode. For anyone who's new here, credits episodes are where we talk about whatever we want. And what we want to talk about this time is Love is Blind season 4.
Yeah, because although like...
What this, the fuck?
Yeah, there are many crimes going on in such a short amount of time. So I think...
Yeah, and with so few people.
Yeah, it very much fits into our...
It does. And if you are new here, normally we will recap a true crime documentary. To be honest, it's not always true crime. We'll recap a documentary and just talk about it, our thoughts, our feelings, our views. That's what we normally do. And this is a crime against humanity, so yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
So Love is Blind, season 4. I mean, I was thinking that we go couple by couple and then at the end we could talk about the ones that didn't make it.
I don't know. What I want to say first and foremost to the producers, go ahead, girl. Is, yeah, there's a formula that the public have been screaming for. We've said to you it works. We've said to you it's happy. We liked it. We fell in love with people that followed this. Why do you... I feel like every dating show descends into this and it's becoming tedious. Like, it's the same thing with Married at First Sight. I used to really like Married at First Sight because... It really was like actual experts people. Coming together, like, and you would watch people go through real. Because the truth of the matter is, in this world, we all want to feel like we want to see stuff on TV in this day and age that's relatable, right? We're past wanting to see bullshit that doesn't relate to us because life is so shit. We want to be like, oh right, like,
yeah, real life is shit. Yeah. We want escapism, but like happy escapism. Yeah. We want to see that it's possible, something aspirational.
Exactly, and we want to see that the shit we experience, we're not. It's not, we don't exist in this vacuum, almost like we're all in it together.
We're all going through the same shit.
I loved watching Married at First Sight because it felt, I used to learn stuff about relationships from there. Then they turned it into this bullshit where it's all like drama.
A circus.
The same thing is happening with Love is Blind. Like, stop fucking allowing people who've left the experiment to come back in and have all these chats and like, stop. Why the fuck is...
It's a free for all. It's just ridiculous because honestly, you just think to yourself, what are you trying to do here? And also the Nick Lachey and Vanessa, their man, I'm just thinking, I don't know if you guys are ready.
Something dodgy about the two of them.
They're very weird. And even with the other... Fam, they're very weird. And even with the other show that they have, Is It the Perfect Match, which is basically a culmination of people from Love is Blind, people from all these other shows on this one show. And it's just like a business, a money-making venture. It's like, babes, like, come on, like, do better.
And don't
like,
come and start chatting about how, oh, giving all this auntie and uncle marital advice when really you're just pumping out stupid love-based reality.
Your hosts that just happen to be married, you're not marriage experts, you're none of that. You're not relationship experts, you're none of that. It's just ridiculous. Like, there was so many, because I was tweeting as I was watching this and I was thinking, am I watching Love is Blind or am I watching Big Brother? And then it was like, am I watching Love is Blind or am I watching American Idol? Like, there were so many points where I was like, bro, what am I watching? Yeah. What am I watching? But yeah, let's go couple to couple. I'm going to start with Kwame and Chelsea.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the editing or if it's delusions of grandeur or a bit of both. Because Chelsea, that man hates you.
Girl.
And he also hates himself.
He cannot love because he does not love himself. So he hates Chelsea. He hates himself.
He hates everything.
He needs therapy. People have been saying like Chelsea comes across as really controlling and this and that. I didn't get that from her.
I don't get that. I
see
I think
a
she
lot
was going
of myself.
Off
In Chelsea.
I feel like Chelsea is very optimistic and okay, let me start with Kwame because then that will make sense with what I think about Chelsea. I think Kwame is very disingenuous and performative. Yeah. I feel like Kwame tries to come across as the person that he feels he's supposed to be for the person that he's talking to at the time. Yeah. And so he's doing that for Chelsea. Chelsea's getting all these signals that, he wants to be with me because why else would he be here, whatever, say yes at the altar, Spoiler alert. And then it's like he gives off that vibe. So she's taking it and thinking, yeah, great. Like, I'm in a great relationship. This guy is good. One thing I didn't rate about Chelsea is when she was introducing Kwame to her family, she basically was introducing him by all his accolades. Oh, he used to be a soccer player. He's got an NBA.
He's got bullshit.
I was like, bro, who is he as a man? But, who is he as a person? Yeah, without all these things, I can't imagine introducing someone to my mum. Oh, yeah, he's done this.
Yeah, but BFFR, like she's probably... trying to present him as the acceptable Negro.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. But then,
For me, at the end of the day, it all still boils down to why does Kwame or Alex, whichever one he wants to be called, allow himself to be put in these situations? Because, like, I'm not saying it's right or it's fair, but the truth of the matter is you're entering a predominantly white space. You have to present yourself as the acceptable. And it's so funny because even today I've been rewatching the old Keeping Up the Kardashians. I don't know why, but I just have been, yeah. Don't judge me. And I was watching this episode. Chris and Corey, like her thick, her wide-hipped man.
The black one.
Yeah, the wide-hipped man. Yeah. They went on holidays.
What was he called in Girlfriends? Marcus. Marcus.
Corey was in
Girlfriends. Corey was in Marcus was... No, Corey's not in Girlfriends. But in Girlfriends, there was a guy called Marcus that Joan was dating and he had the wide hips.
Really?
Do you not remember? His hips were wide. I remember when he stood up, I said, God damn.
This guy's thicker than a Snickers milkshake. Okay,
right. I'm hating. That's what I'm really doing.
But yeah, they went to the Maldives and they were sitting in this restaurant that was under the water that obviously had the fish swimming around them.
Mm-mm.
And then they were talking about the different fish and he made like a joke and it was a really black joke. He was like, "Oh, like that one saying to his girl, like, oh, where you been at? How you been? Where you been swimming all day? Like I ain't seen you in a bit." And then she was like. It was almost like Chris was kind of like, this is too black for me. She was like, oh, we really need to leave here. I'm getting worried about you. And it's like, bro, like, don't put yourself in fucking white spaces. Because when you do that, they have to, like, Chelsea had to present him as the acceptable Negro. Because if she didn't, they're going to start questioning him.
Who is this nigga?
Yeah. So, I still...
I mean, I understand ultimately Kwame... But the thing is, he... Even in the pods with him wanting to be with...
Micah.
What's that ugly one's name? Micah. Yeah.
Micah. I don't like talking about people's ex. Micah is not nice. The thing is, it's
because she's ugly on the inside as well.
I guess.
That's why. Because honestly, when someone is a lovely person, they become better looking.
Yeah.
When you're ugly on the inside, that one and her friend, Irina, we'll get to her later. Ugly.
It was terrible.
Nah. But sorry. Kwame Chelsea. Yeah, fam. It's not going to last.
No.
Is my opinion.
No.
I was even surprised he said yes. I was thinking, to what end? Why did you say yes? Because at this point, this is where, even if you felt like the whole time you've been with her and you have to go by what she says and she's so controlling or whatever, this is the point where you could say, actually, no.
Yeah, no. I'm surprised. But, I mean, we'll see. He posted something on Insta talking about how... like showing all these parts that weren't shown during filming and how they're so close and they laugh together.
That's fine. I mean, oh, it's important to say actually for context that we are recording this after the final episode has come out. The reunion hasn't come out yet at the time that we're recording this. Yeah,
but it would have.
But it will be out by the time it comes out. Yeah, exactly. So, if you want a part two, let us know. But yeah,
I mean, that reunion. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Them two hosts, they're not about it. They need to get Andy Cohen or someone to really go into the nitty gritty.
Because
you might not acting like this is a reality TV show, but you're trying to get relationship quote unquote experts to do the. No, if you man are going to do reality TV, then I need you to come up with a reunion and that matches.
What happened to everyone's NDAs? People are chatting.
Girl. Probably promo for the reunion, innit? So fucking get people watching.
People are chatting.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, anything left on Kwame and Chelsea?
No, I think I really, like, I'm actually just fucking over the two of them, primarily Kwame. I hate Kwame for making me, you know, sympathize with.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's why.
He's like, how could you do this to me? Yeah,
that's really my biggest gripe with him.
He's weird. Yeah. And also people are saying that his sister's not his sister.
Really?
He hired his siblings. I mean, that might or might not be true, but I did feel like their scenes, I feel like their scenes were weird.
Yeah, their scenes were...
Not necessarily weird as in they were hired, but weird as in, like, it was just again, disingenuous.
To your siblings.
It was weird.
That's what I felt.
And it was just kind of like, oh, remember that time that this... And I know that with shows, producers can say, okay, guys, you need to discuss this thing, but it just didn't feel like you guys were related.
Even other countries...
Authentic, that's the word.
Even other couples that had their siblings interact and they were having certain conversations, bro, like, that just felt very...
Sibling vibes.
Yeah, like, so I feel... I know the brother is his brother because I've seen the brother on his Instagram, but I don't know about the sister. But yeah, the sister, really all this thing about time. Mom loves you and she's your best friend. But it was just weird because Kwame... And also Kwame had implied before that he didn't really have a good relationship with his mom. So why are you...
Exactly. This is what I'm saying. Yeah. It was just manufactured. And then it was just like, oh, dad knows? Like, he didn't know. So I said, well, you don't chat to your dad, but your brother chats to your dad. And, like, he didn't know you were coming on the show. And, like, it was just so weird. And then also, Chelsea, bro, like, in-laws are a very important part of being in a marriage, yeah? So you're telling me that you married this man you didn't speak to. I mean, I guess maybe it wasn't a priority for her. You
know, even me, I'll tell
you. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Let's keep it pushing.
But I did not like Chelsea's accessories. Like, they were...
Yeah, on Twitter, everyone... Because before I had seen it, everyone was like, oh, Chelsea looks amazing on her wedding day, blah, blah, blah. Like, her whole look was remarkable. And so I was thinking, oh, lit, like, let's see. And then I was like... I mean, it's her wedding day. No one looks bad on their wedding day. Yeah, but I was just like, maybe the hype was too much that I was hearing. No, I expected it more.
The accessories were really tacky.
Yeah, but maybe that's her vibe. Did you see her house? Okay. You saw her flat, man. Okay, yeah. So it's on brand. Let's all respect ourselves. Paul and Micah, you might as well do that one.
Paul and Micah, Paul. Okay. Simple. I cannot stand Micah. Micah, yeah. And Micah is one of those people where you can conclusively say that she is evidence of the company she keeps.
100%. All of her friends
are bad vibes.
Gravitated
towards Shelby? Irina. Shelby is bad vibes.
I don't want to ever see her on my screen again.
I never want to see her on my screen. She's the worst person I've ever seen on Love is Blind, and she's not even a contestant. Exactly. I don't know what her deal is. I don't know if it's that she's in love with Micah, so...
I think she hates her.
Yeah.
Or it's one of those friendships where I just want her to be doing worse than me. Like, she's the friend that makes me feel better about myself.
I'm happy with her as basically. Long as she's doing worse than me. Mm-hmm. Like, I cannot stand Micah. And, like, I think she asked Paul to give his response first because she wanted him to make him look like the bad guy.
Yeah, she wanted him to make the decision,
basically.
If you were
being genuine that you love your man exactly. and you want to be with him, you would have just said exactly. how you would felt have said regardless yes. of what exactly. you thought he was going to say.
Thank you.
But it was very contrived. She wanted to play victim. And what exactly. Paul said, yeah, I buy it 100% because I never got the vibe from Micah that she was really into Paul. At Ever. All. You spent half of the show chatting to, Kwame at every given opportunity. And now you're saying that Paul never made you feel like you were loved.
You just wanted to win against Amber.
Paul is going
to
be so happy when he sees...
Yeah. Paul made the right decision, and again, when they said he's a scientist, I was like, this one is not a stupid boy. Like, he's maybe caught up in a source right now, and I think it's important to remember that it's almost like a, I don't know if echo chamber is the right word, but they are in this space where it's just them all the time, 24/7. You're not really getting the normal vibes, you know, you're not really having the time to whatever. It's literally just us the whole time, and that can sway your decision. But I think what Paul was thinking is, let me think long term. Because Micah, like, she just, from when she was friends with Irina, I was like, okay, you, even if you think you're a good person and Irina's corrupting, you are shit vibes. Yeah. You're a shit person.
Because there's a level that's your mate. Of, nah,
and it's not shit. Even like that's your mate and you're saying, oh no, stop it, like behave, blah, 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 or whatever. Yeah. You are also partaking in the same behavior and relishing in someone else's. When they were walking, that's when I was like, is this Big Brother? When they were, was it Bliss? Who was crying? Amber. Someone was crying because Paul broke up with them. I think it was Amber.
Yeah.
And then Irina and Micah were there, like, laughing and like, crawling in the corner to him.
Mate, I was Fam. Like, you are a horrible person.
You're a witch. Even for you yourself as well. Another ugly one.
Irina go and ask Bliss for candles for a cupcake or something for Zach's birthday. I was like, yeah, you are a witch.
Irina is just, and anyway, we're gonna get into because we'll do Irina with Zach and Bliss, all of them man together. But yeah, Micah, Shelby as well. Like that scene when they were in the bar and she was meeting Paul and stuff. I was thinking, she's like, no one's ever good enough for her. No one's like, can you focus on your life?
That would have been the end of my friendship with my friend. You know, like it's even if you feel like,
even if I broke up with Paul, it's not about that. It's about how you feel about.
Yeah, and it's like even if you feel like this guy is really really bad for your friend, you can have a chat with your friend after like that energy. Yeah. And then when Paul was
excited to do it on camera,
and when Paul's like, I don't care about what she thinks, like. Michael's like, oh, you should care. Why the fuck should he care?
Why should I care? Who's
this?
This
woman, look at her, the state of her.
Literally, no, honestly, I was just like, and I think for Paul that solidified, yeah, this ain't it. And then also another point where I think it solidified is when Micah was like to him, oh, I'm gonna let you answer first. I think it was like, yeah bro, this is not it.
Yeah, I think so, because like for me, like I said, if she really loved him and she wanted to be with him, she would have said yes. Like, why are you saying that he should go first? But that means, yeah, you know,
my answer is dependent on, yeah, your answer.
Exactly. And I think she did that because she knew that he had doubts and she wanted to play the victim. She wanted to be the 100%. One to run away and cry in a dress.
Run away crying.
And it backfired because I haven't seen one person in support of her. I've seen some funny TikToks where people are like, oh, that poor touched her friend's bum. And I'm just like,
I saw that. I was like, oh, come on, man. Let's all respect, like, ourselves.
Can you be FFR, like, in this life? Please just be for fucking real. Like, why would you think he would do that? And also, Paul just gives me good logical vibe. Logically, yeah. Why would he ever approach Micah's friends after he's dated her, knowing the kind of woman Micah is? Like,
and rubbing her ass in the come on, let's all behave ourselves, man. Come on. Let's, like, and the thing is, trying to paint him as a villain, it's like he made the right decision for both of them, yeah. Really.
Yeah.
So what are you, okay, cool, you've embarrassed me, whatever, cool. Yeah, but, like, but
either way, he made the right decision.
Did she even want to be married to him? Always talking about how he can't dress, how you don't like his apartment. Why would I be with you? And then when he was like, oh, yeah, basically, she wouldn't make a mother. I wouldn't marry her today or even, like, in, yeah, 10 years, yeah? I was like, 100%. These are the things you think about. It's not, I love you, I love you, I love you. What kind of person is this? What kind of child is this woman going to raise? I can't lie.
Yeah.
And even when her mum was like, oh, he's an idiot. No, you are an idiot and you birthed one as well.
The mother is where she gets her vibes from. That woman gives 100%. Me horrific vibes.
Horrible vibes.
Yeah. So.
Horrible vibes.
I want anyway,
I wish
Paul.
I wish Paul the best. Yeah, he's on TikTok, I wish Micah the worst.
Sexy as ever. Sounds like.
Paul, yeah.
That's a bit love of that me. For him. I don't wish Micah the best.
No, I said I wish Paul the best and Micah the worst.
Okay, yeah. 100%.
And Shelby, I wish her nothing but the worst this earth has to offer.
Honestly, I hope you stub your toe
every day. Every day.
Fucking day you wake up, you stub your toe.
Every day. And I hope when you've had a long day, you get to the door and you drop your keys. Yep. I hope it happens every time. I hope
when you go to the fridge, the food you've left there thinking about at work, somebody has eaten it.
Amen. That's what I hope for
him. I hope you call your favorite Chinese and they don't have what you want.
Yep. Amen. This I hope for you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. I've never disliked someone I've never met so much.
So much. As in, it's, I literally, and then even when he said no to her at the altar, she said, this is what I wanted.
Not and even, you're smiling, oh, you and know. Your first instinct wasn't to run after your friend. You're smiling.
Your friend.
Nah, she's.
If your first instinct was either to punch Paul or run your friend, you didn't do any of those two things. Yeah. And I just feel like she, even if you didn't want, like, so if you now are with someone that I think isn't right for you, yeah, and then on your wedding day he leaves you, obviously you think to yourself, and to be honest, you don't even think it at that point, oh, you know, at least she's not making a mistake being with this guy, yeah. The priority is my friend okay? has been embarrassed and heartbroken. Is she okay? Can I help her? You're there smiling. Saying, why would I ever smile? This is what I want, relishing in your friend's pain.
I was like, I hope Micah's dropped out Shelby, but now I don't hope so. They all deserve each other.
They deserve each other, yeah. Leave the rest of us alone.
They all deserve each other. They all have the same look anyways. Yeah.
It's like, blonde doesn't mean pretty.
Yeah.
Like, let's all agree.
Let's all be for real.
It doesn't mean pretty.
Yeah.
Waste, man. All right, should we do... Who do you want to do next? There's Brett and Tiffany and then Zach and Bliss.
There's not much to say about Brett and Tiffany. I mean, okay... What I will say about Brett and Tiffany is this is the content we want to see.
This is why the show was supposed to be made.
Literally, 36-year-olds who have tried at love, haven't been able to find it, have matured.
Okay on their own, but still wants the marriage.
Matured and have figured out that, like, you know what, there's more to, like, a life partner than looks, and have gone on the show, are vulnerable, open with each other. Like, bro,
this is what I need, so, and if I don't get this, I don't want it.
We missed so much serious and enlightening content with them. Like, I mean, not missed in the sense that it wasn't there, it was there, but it got shadowed, like, by other bullshit. Like,
overshadowed by bullshit, basically.
Yeah, like, literally, Brett was opening up about growing up in poverty and, like, what that was like, and wanting
not going to college, getting a good job, coming up that way,
wanting with a woman that understands him. Like, even him turn around and saying to her, listen, like, bro, if this apartment isn't good for you, we can get a big one. Compromise,
exactly.
Cup sheet.
I was like, when he said that, I was like, nah, stop it. He was like, oh, you know, if you like the building, then we can look for a big.
I said, men can be like this.
So it exists. Fam, do you know the bit? I mean, like you said, like, there's not much to discuss. Like, we love it, black love, yeah. The thing for me that I was like, fam, I love everything about this, is when Brett's trousers didn't fit, and when he was like, I've just found it to be so assertive and direct. He didn't have a tantrum. Mm. He didn't raise his voice. He was like, these do not fit, and this should be right, and I need it to be fixed. Yeah. That's the kind of man where. Days. Fam, that's the kind of man where there's a problem, any kind of inconvenience, and he will sort it for you. You don't have to worry about it. He didn't lose his cool. He wasn't aggressive. He literally was like, this is wrong, and it should be right. And I'm not going to rest until it's right.
It's right.
I'm right in the love of my life and I should be wearing baggy pants.
As in...
Fam.
God.
I rated it so much.
I was waiting for the... But I was like, nah.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, what's he going to do wrong now? What's he going to do?
Yeah, I was waiting for it, but it never came.
It never came, and I hope it never comes. Like, honestly, when he talks...
to say to another black man, like, oh, I love you. I was like...
Oh, man. Him and Marshall. Let's talk about it now. Him and Marshall.
Their bromance?
That's the second best relationship.
Forever. That's been the best relationship to come out of this show.
All four seasons.
May it live long. Like, do you know that day they were all sitting down having that chat in Mexico? Kwame was like, lost... He couldn't comprehend because he has removed himself from blackness. He couldn't.
He doesn't know who he is. Literally. He's who he needs to be at the moment.
Nah.
And that's dangerous.
Marshall.
Even when he was like, Marshall was like, oh, you know, I spoke to this girl, Tiffany, like, she's not for me, but you're gonna. I said, that's a wingman. That's a friend.
That is a friend.
That's someone that's and I know this is you.
It's a bit too black for me. It's too much seasoning. I'm a dip. Literally, and even Marshall coming out and having Marshall, what a good man. Like, do you know the self-awareness to be like, that is a good ass woman, it's not for me, but that's a good ass woman,
this is gonna be good for someone else. Marshall is a gem, and I just feel like I don't know if it's like he's never had a bad bitch, because Marshall is 26 years old, so to have this level of self-awareness and emotional intelligence at this time, imagine, and if he gets a little bit more in the gym and he's really tall, Marshall has it all to play for, but I just feel like maybe he
must have had like pussy thrown at him after this.
100%
swimming in the cooch,
swimming, drowning. 100%, because I feel like Jacquelina was maybe his first bad bitch, so he was thinking like, I can save you, I can help you, like, and it's like, babe, don't save her, she don't want to be saved.
Literally, J. Cole said it, like, and he said it for all of us.
Fam, I feel like this woman could have been, if Marshall was a different man, was an incel vibe, this would have been his villain origin story, his 13th reason, and now he's going to be rubbishing women's lives everywhere because of this one situation. But Marshall is better than that, and we thank God.
I don't know. She said that he called her a transphobic slur, but I'm not buying it. She's saying anything at this point. Apparently, the reason they weren't having sex, because it was all in that thread that I sent you guys. Apparently,
I didn't look at it because I hadn't watched the thing yet.
To be honest, it didn't give any... Okay, it gave spoilers in the sense that basically the whole thread... So this person is legit because this thread came out in 2022, last year. And they talked a bit about... the other season, because at that time the other season hadn't aired, and then this season, so it's way ahead of what was released. It was actually factual because it listed out all the people that said yes, all the people that said no. It had verbatim like the couples, the mixing and the matching, all of that. And basically on the thread it said that the reason that they weren't having sex, so you know how Jackie was saying they don't have sex, the reason they weren't having sex is because on the way back from Mexico Marshall saw, is it either chlamydia or herpes medication in Jackie's like suitcase, and he was pissed. He was like, bro, like, what the fuck, you didn't tell me, da, da, da. And so after that,
so they're having sex unprotected.
I mean whether it's unprotected or not, though,
I mean, I guess the risk is still there.
The risk is still there. You need to disclose.
You want to make an informed decision. Regardless,
what if the condom splits?
It's true.
Mad. So they weren't having sex anymore. And then apparently the text changed. She was saying they weren't having sex and he was twerking on the bed.
I saw that one about her friends.
I don't buy it. I feel like...
The thing is, even if he was twerking on the bed, I feel like it was probably like a playful kind of
vibe. I don't think he did it like, ooh, like, let's get sexy kind of thing. He was probably mimicking something.
Just being silly or being dumb. Something. Yeah, yeah.
Like, and she... Yeah, I don't know.
It's like the underlying homophobia, isn't it? Like, he's a bit fruity. He's a bit, like, what are you saying?
Like, what are you fucking talking about? Like, this is a man that woke up in the morning and made you pan. My sister was like, are you being for real? Like, if she had a man like this, woke up in the morning, made you pancakes, breakfast.
But she said to him, she said, I'm not worried about you, Marshall. I'm worried about me. And this is what I'm saying. Marshall has to take some responsibility here because she was saying to you, I'm going to ruin your life. And he was like, no, it's fine. I can change you.
But you know what the thing is, though? Let's put it in context, because you all come on this show claiming that you're ready for love and you don't care about looks. And you know that what's at the end of this ideally is marriage. So from Marshall's perspective, why would someone come on the show and do all of this? If yeah. not, so he's seeing it as, oh, she's it's true. Really,
we'll work through
she,
it.
We'll work through it. She must be down for me. We'll work through it because surely we're not going to go through all of this.
All of this. Why would she say yes? Girl. Why would she cut off other people? Yeah.
No, but Jackie, the way she, like, what she turned into made me feel sick. Like, I cannot stand her. I think she's a nasty piece of work, honestly.
Yeah, 100%. And it's like, sometimes people will say, you know, hurt people, but it's like, babe, sort it out.
Mm.
Sort it out.
And yeah. then for you to jump from this to go to Josh... And it's like, go and get therapy.
Oh, is that his name? Yeah, oh, I put it down Alex. Dangly yeah, earring. Josh. Fam,
him, what good thing has ever come from a man with a dangly earring?
Listen to me. He, yeah. They need to sort out the drinking on set. Because he was slurring. He was slurring his words.
He was shaking fam. The table. Spilling.
I was like, bro.
Cracked what? Screen. It's giving cracked screen. It's giving
fam.
Cracked screen.
I was like, bro, what is your... And then also, I was like, why are you here?
And he's just like, disgusting to me because it's like, why would you come and hug Marshall, be chatting this close to him?
And from what Marshall was like, the fuck just happened? I was like, bro, is that, what the fuck actually just happened?
Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, it was giving
a big man like office. You, like,
he was looking like, at the cameras like, is this for real? How can you come that close to him, chat, and tell him you face. Love him? Just go and tell his babe.
And then Mr. Still Your Girl. Oh, I'm just joking. What are you saying?
Just go and tell his babe. Bullshit about him. Nah, he just like Josh actually,
they deserve each other yeah. again anyway. Honestly, I really do believe in being equally yoked, and like Marshall shouldn't be involved in that nonsense.
Yeah,
it was just disrespectful the way everything went down. Like, why bring me here to do all that?
Yeah, like, you could have just chosen him. Lying in the all over the place, saying that, oh, the conversation with Josh happened, sorry, with Marshall happened before she met with Josh, but in that conversation with Marshall she referenced just seeing Josh. So why would you come out and be telling all these small nonsense lies?
Like, sis, we already didn't like you, so there's nothing you can say.
Absolutely nothing that can ever be said to, like, everyone hates her. But I think you're right. I believe, like you said, I believe in being equally yoked, and I think her and Josh deserve each other. It's for 100%. The best.
They should ruin each other's yeah. lives and leave innocent people yeah. out of it. Yeah,
100%.
Zach and Bliss. So I have here lol. Do you know what? I was thinking to myself, maybe I'm bad vibes, because when I was on the interwebs, yeah, namely Twitter, everyone was like, I'm so happy for Zach and Bliss and their song played.
You're not bad vibes. You're not
I was
bad
like, vibes. Sorry, let's actually revisit what happened. So you're talking to me and Irina, that fucking bitch, yeah? And then you chose
I'm
Irina.
Sorry, it's not just that you're talking to me and Irina. It's like, Irina is a specific kind. Like, if my man ever pointed out Irina as somebody he had dated, I'd immediately yeah, break up lock with off. You. So it's not just that you were dating Irina. It's like, this is the caliber of woman that you chose over
this
me.
This that you entertain. Yeah, and that you chose over me. Because there's even a scene where he was with the guys and he was like, oh, Irina just seems really immature. She just seems really immature. So that's what you want, a child, yeah?
Furthermore, this girl did not remember your birthday, and she came in telling cock and bull stories.
And then she came to do, now I'm the victim, manipulation.
Then the person who remembered your birthday and made you cake. Nah. Zach doesn't.
And the thing is, I was all here for Bliss, because when Bliss said, if you choose Irina, then I know that your judgment is bad, yeah. and that's not what I want for myself, yeah? I was like, 100%. If you choose Irina over me, Godspeed, do you. But I know that you're tapped in the mind yeah. and you can't make good decisions. And I don't want to be with someone who doesn't make good decisions. Yeah. And it's like, he did that, and then he now decides, oh shit, yeah, she told me I look like a cartoon character, yeah? And she doesn't want to touch me or whatever. I made the wrong decision.
But
and then you want to go back to Bliss.
I don't know about...
One and done, I'm sorry. You made your decision. Off you go. In life, you're not getting second chances yeah. like that.
I don't know. Like, Bliss is like, I just didn't understand the need to rush into marriage. Like, your journey didn't follow everyone else's.
Exactly. You should have just dated.
You should have just dated. I don't know why...
He should have just come off the show and dated.
I literally don't know why he felt the need to marry her immediately.
Like, swap her out.
I will say they're better suited. Like, I feel like I liked Zach more once he was with... Because I feel like Irina, obviously, Zach already might be a bit like of an awkward person, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then because of the energy Irina was given, I bet he probably felt insecure. He wasn't able to relax.
Yeah,
the happiest I saw him in Mexico was when they both decided to not be together. He was then laughing.
And then it's like, oh, you're right, Zach. Yeah, you're actually like, okay.
With Bliss, I really liked the side of him I saw. And I think he really does love her. I just didn't understand the need to rush into marriage. And she always seems like she's uncertain of him, which I guess comes from being rejected initially. So why, even on the wedding day, the way she was looking at him, like she wasn't sure. Why then rush into marriage?
I don't get it. It's like, maybe they don't think it's like a real thing.
I think they probably don't.
Because you could just say no for now, yeah. and then you can get married later. I don't know. Maybe the producers say something. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe there's pressure to marry. I don't know, but their love story didn't, like, and then when he was, oh yeah, I feel like I'm like an owl and she feels like she's like an owl. I was like, are we in school?
What the fuck?
Oh, this is my favorite song. This is your favorite song. I was like, babes, come on. Like, let's, there has to be more to love than this. Like,
and then he said,
and then he's telling his friends, they were looking at him like, okay.
He said, I knew I loved you the minute I let you go. And it's like, no, you fucking didn't, because you still went off and proposed to Irina and then you.
Exactly.
You, just BFFR.
And you know what pissed me off as well about that scene where he broke up with her, where he didn't really break up with her? She was like, oh, haha, you're breaking up with me. I would never, ever. You come with your chest, yeah, and you fix your mouth to say it's over. I'm not doing the work for you.
Yeah.
The Bliss is like, oh, yeah, like, oh, you breaking, it sounds like you're breaking up with me. And he was like, oh, yeah. You have to voice it. Let me know those words came from your soul.
I feel like Irina fought for Zach because she just...
It was a competition. Yeah.
Similar to Micah.
It's like with Kwame and Micah.
Yeah, I feel like she didn't really want Zach, but she just wanted to win. And also wanted to stay on the show.
And continue on the show.
And it's wild to me that Irina came with this energy because you're a business owner. Like, do you ever in life think that anybody... Yeah, she owns like an event planning business and a wedding planning business. So do you ever think in life anybody would ever book you for their event? Your business is in the toilet.
But what you're forgetting is that there are many Irinas and Micahs and Shelbys out there and they all are there. So that kind of person, to them, they don't see anything wrong with what she's done. There's people out there. You're looking at it like the mind of a normal person.
The comments are wild that she's getting, but yeah, I guess maybe eventually.
I don't care. Because what the fuck? Like, that was such a poor display of behaviour. Like, are you okay? What is
wrong
with you?
It was almost like they're people who have bad characters. Like, do you watch Married at First Sight?
I've seen, like, a couple, I think one season. Really, that season, the one with Kwame, the UK one.
There was a really nasty... Oh, yeah, on that season, there was a really nasty girl called Whitney.
And the black girl.
Yeah. And with her, it was like, you are... you're just bad vibes, right? Like, you're. I can just tell that... It's almost like it's not intentional. This is just your character.
Yeah.
Whereas
I think that Whitney was more misunderstood than anything.
No,
to be honest,
she wasn't. I feel like she was. So I went through.
I think she was bad vibes and standoffish.
Started off as this girl's really nasty, bad vibes girl. Then it was like she's misunderstood, and by the end I was like, yeah, nah, she's bad vibes because
okay,
even
I didn't get
she
to the end.
Stole
so
someone else's man, and was unapologetic about it. Almost like, why should I care?
Yeah, I had the same journey with you, but it didn't end the same because I didn't finish the season.
Yeah, if you finish it, you
but know. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this girl? Yeah and then I was like, okay, maybe she's just misunderstood, and that's where I ended on it. But she's definitely bad vibes.
Yeah, but with Irina, it's like, it's even more than this is your character. I feel like she's deliberately, like, she actually seeks out the route to, like, she seeks out being
she wants
person.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wants,
like,
it.
Like, where
yeah.
other people will try to be nice or be a bad, she actively, like, seeks out to be.
She says to herself, okay, what is the, what would be the right thing to do in this situation? And then she does the opposite.
Like, she's like, how can I be the worst version of myself? How can I be the worst person in this situation?
Yeah,
even to look at Micah and be telling her you want her man, like, this babe is actually bottom barrel. Like, madness. You don't even have loyalty to your fellow witch.
But this is what I'm saying. And Micah, it's like, you also with Shelby, do you think that you've got Micah? There is. It's one thing to, like, grow up with someone and you're friends with them, and then, like, you've just always been together and you realize, okay, each person has bad vibes, yeah? But you get to a certain age where it's like, you're not forced to be anywhere with anyone now. Yeah. You're not sitting next to each other in maths class. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're not, like, you know, doing a group project at school.
Yeah.
Like, you decide who you want to spend your time with and who you want to be surrounded by. And I'm not saying here, like, oh, cut off everyone, but you can draw closer to people who add value to your life, and you can pull away from people who 100%. Don't or who bring negativity, and you choose to have these people around you. And not only that, but you value the opinion of someone like this so much. That's a problem.
That's a
fundamental flaw.
Yeah.
And if I was Paul and these are the friends that my girl is surrounding herself with, we cannot be together. Me and you will have one issue, and now they're throwing eggs at my car. And you're encouraging you to do so. Like,
and now we don't have people that can babysit our kids because all your friends are shit.
And now we don't have, and now there's no godparents. Because the fuck?
Yeah, it's all mad.
But yeah, no, Zach and Bliss, like, good for them and everything. I don't know if it will. I mean,
I hope they're happy, but it's just, I don't understand why they married.
It didn't touch my soul at all. I didn't feel a thing. Her mum and dad, I did like the fact that her mum and dad both walked her down the aisle. It's so funny because I was having the conversation with my boyfriend, like, the day before. And I was like, oh, I would kind of want both my parents to walk me down the aisle if I was having a wedding. Like, I don't know. I get tradition, but it's just like, yeah, but my mum, like, that's my OG, do you know what I mean? Like, low key.
I mean, it just depends on how your dad would feel about it and how much you care about how your dad would feel about it.
Yeah, no, it's true. But then also, I'm just like, why should you feel it? Why should you feel away though? Do you get what I mean?
It's like it's a thing for them, isn't it? It's a thing.
Yeah, I get it. It's tradition. But also thinking about it logically, like, you're walking down, like, you're giving me away. Okay.
I think that Bliss did it because her parents aren't together.
I think that makes sense. It seems
like
she's
closer to her mum. But like when,
and her dad was just there because he's supposed to be there.
But when you're like for me, I could never have even suggested that. That's why I let my mum have her moment. She walks down the aisle with my sisters.
She had
her moment. But I would never, as close as I am to my mum, like living in her flipping handbag.
But why is that? Because your dad would be upset about it.
I think it would have upset him because that's his thing, and it's not like he's not been a present dad, or he hasn't, like, he's,
no, it's not even about them not being a good dad.
It's not, but he's basically, this is something a father's meant to do, and he's paid the dues to do it. Like, I feel like oftentimes when people do that, it's when, like, maybe their parents are separated, so, like, you're closer to one.
You kind of want to get, or even if they're separated, but you kind of want both of them to have their thing, exactly. Because it's not as if your mum.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. But I don't know. I feel like I'm not having a wedding anyway, so it's fine. But I would want my mum to be.
Like, with all that they both did for my wedding as well, I was like, bro, like, let everybody just have the things that. But it didn't cross my mind really. Anyways.
Yes, I wonder what your dad would have said if you had asked him. He might have surprised you.
He would have been like. You wouldn't have been happy.
The fuck?
Yeah.
But even when Bliss was walking down the aisle, yeah, literally it was like angel on one shoulder, devil on the other. Like, her mom was just like, listen, we love you. Yeah. Her dad was like, you don't have to settle. I was thinking,
that dad is bad vibes as well. Like, he's actually atrocious vibes, because, like, I'm not going to take marriage advice from you. You are, like, divorced. That's number one.
And it doesn't seem like it was amicable.
Yeah, it does not seem amicable. And two, like, your energy is just off. So
his energy is off. When they got to the end, and then the priest was like, oh, who gives this daughter away or whatever? And the mum was like, we do. Because obviously, you and I are both here. And the dad is like, I do. I was like, this summarizes why you people didn't work out.
Yeah. That guy seems like makes so horrible much sense. Vibes. Horrible
I hope
vibes.
Everyone's happy. Yeah. Like,
yeah. But that's pretty much, I think that's everyone, isn't it?
Yeah, that's everyone. Honorary mentions for anyone?
No, I know that some couples worked off camera.
Is that a possibility?
Yeah, it's happened every season. There have been couples
get engaged.
Yeah, they just don't show.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that, you know, because I wouldn't mind being on the show to find someone, but I just
that's
wouldn't want to be
sister
on TV.
Was saying. Yeah, my sister was saying she'd love to go on it if it wasn't filmed. And if I was single, I would go on it as well.
Do you know what show I was actually going to go on? First Dates.
Yeah.
I honestly, if I didn't have to be on TV, I would have gone on that show, because it would have been so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, what would have made it fun is the fact that it's on TV. Because don't forget, you're basically, it's just a blind date, hun. You could do that with anyone.
Yeah, it's a blind date, but then the guy is there. What's his name?
Oh, the sexy French guy.
The sexy French guy
is
there.
And then also, it's like, fun.
Yeah, but then it's not, I don't think the TV part is like the fun bit. Like, I don't want to be out here on TV on a date. Like,
I know, but what,
and then someone's telling me, oh, yeah, let's split the bill. I'm now looking like, shit, how do I respond?
But then I think that's what makes it funny, because you're thinking to yourself, shit, this is going to be on TV, and you're showing up your ass. Because imagine if you met a guy on Tinder and you just went on a date and he told you to split the bill. Ain't nothing fun about that.
No, I know, but it's just the fact that, like, it's a blind date. It's not just like, oh, you swiped and whatever. It's like, I've answered all these questions, you've answered all these questions. It'd be fun to see who these people think would be a fit for me.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
But then I met my boyfriend and here we are, so.
I know. Men ruin everything, man, in every way.
I
could have been on Love is Blind.
Girl, is that what you wanted for yourself?
No, but I think Love is Blind would have actually been a really fun experience.
I think it would have been exhausting. The fact that they're talking to each other for hours, I would have been my social battery's down. That's what I'm saying. For you, you would
but
love
you
that.
But you say that, don't you and your man chat for ages?
Yeah, we do. But also, we have our times where we just are in silence.
Yeah, so you don't have to be chatting in the pods for ages.
Yeah, but you can't do that in the pods. So we're just going to sit inside looking at the wall.
No, you can just... they said that sometimes, like, the date can last for 10 hours. You're not going to be talking for 10 hours. Like, you can just be in each other's company in space.
Yeah, but it took time to get there, man. I'm a stranger. I'll just be like, bro, like, you again.
Okay, you are bad vibes.
you again.
You could be doing jumping jacks while somebody is telling you about their life story or sleeping. Like, there are many options.
Speaking of which, that Bartice one that has a chance. God.
Did you see the baby mums?
And he was talking about Nancy. I'm sorry.
Listen, but
obviously,
this is the problem. You know what? At first, I was like, let's not comment on people's looks and da da da. But
No, it's not about her looks. No, it's about her looks compared to Nancy's looks.
Yeah, and also it's...
So there's nothing inherently wrong with the way that she looks. Yeah, it's just that when you... That's what I'm saying. It's when you compare, and you're acting like Nancy
is,
was...
The problem is you went and had a kid with this shit guy. Everybody could see he was shit. You had a kid with him.
And also, so now we're judging you. We're judging your judgment.
Now we're judging you... based off of that, and now because we're judging based off that, we have the opportunity to judge you.
Now everything is on the table. Okay, everything's on the table.
Now it's just a shit salad. So, you know, because you went from that smokehouse or smoke show or smokestack. What was he saying? To
Listen, anyway, he himself again. The bottom line of this whole episode is you have to be equally yoked, and I feel like him and that woman are equally yoked.
Oh, 100%. Because Bartice always thought he was a lot nicer than he was.
It's because of who he was surrounded by in his hometown.
Yeah.
It's like when you're in a big fish in a small pond, and then you get to the big pond and you realise, rah, babes, I'm not even a tadpole.
But I think really the lesson to be learned from this episode is just nothing good comes out of a man with a dangly earring. I've been saying this thing, but people don't want to listen
and
to
it. And that high top sans fade. I'm sorry. If the trim ain't correct, I can't trust you. I can't trust you. Nothing good.
Even outside of the show, look at Neo. Neo has been wearing a dangly earring for how long? And look at all the nonsense he's come to do. Guys, please.
Hey, God.
See a guy with a dangly earring, run as fast and as far as your legs can carry.
And he won't chase you because that dangle will slow him down.
Right. I'm excited for this reunion. I'm not going
to
lie.
Me too. Honestly, I was like, oh, maybe we should wait to the reunion to record. But no, we've got shit to do. I need to edit, so.
Yeah.
Next, we are doing... an episode of The Worst Roommate Ever. I think it's episode 2. It's called something about the quiet ones.
Yeah.
Watch out for the quiet ones or something like that.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that one. I'll play the trailer. Will I play the trailer? I don't know if there is a particular trailer. I'll figure something out and I'll play it at the end. In the meantime, between time, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, 2girls1doc, TikTok, 2girls1docpodcast. You can send us an email, 2girls1doc@gmail.com, if you have any documentaries you want us to cover or anything like that. Where can they find you?
On TikTok and Instagram, Forens the Foodie.
Lovely. And yeah, we will see you next week. If this is your first episode with us, welcome.
Welcome.
If you love documentaries, stay. If you don't, stay.
Yeah, stay for the banter.
And love them.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's everything now, isn't it? So
yeah. All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Orange Boys. Is there recording?
Yes, every conversation is recorded.
Okay, well, I just want to let you know that I have a roommate that should be leaving at the end of the month. We had a conversation today that he kind of freaked me out. I just fear the worst.
Okay.
I'm scared of him.
Vanished without a trace, an Army veteran and Orange County student has disappeared.
They are not considering Ramos a victim of a crime right now because they simply don't know what happened to her. But they are investigating this case as a missing persons case with suspicious circumstances.
The city of Orange is a very nice town. It's a very safe town.
Downtown Orange, kind of a sleepy little historic town. There's not a lot of serious crime in the city of Orange.
So having an incident like this, it was a big deal.
It was a media frenzy.
Cal State Fullerton student Maribel Ramos has been missing since last Thursday.
Ramos never showed up to work Monday. Meanwhile, Ramos's family and friends simply don't know what happened to her.
It just kind of took on a life of its own. Everybody was looking for Maribel Ramos.
There were cousins of Ramos who were here in the neighborhood canvassing, handing out these flyers.
She's my best friend. Actually, she's my only friend, only family member I have.
Her roommate Casey Joy began to worry when Ramos, an Army veteran, missed class 6 days ago and her on-campus job.
Unusual thing was being next day, Friday morning, she was not here. That's unusual. That's when I called the police.
Yeah.
Before we start, I've been so stressed out. I swear to God, yeah.
Hi.
I have been stressed. I was thinking about whether to discuss this on here, but by the time this episode comes out, the surprise would have happened. So it's safe.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm planning a surprise for my boyfriend's 30th birthday, yeah. And I have been stressing. Like, did I tell you about my nightmare last night? Mm-mm. I literally woke up in like a sweat. Like I was like freaking out because basically the plan is I've made him a documentary and we're gonna screen it at a cinema. Yeah, in my dream, yeah, everybody was late. Yeah, and then also my friend who's supposed to bring the popcorn forgot the popcorn. Yeah, and then also in this dream when they went to play the film, it wasn't working.
So everything like, that could go wrong went
everything wrong. That could go wrong all went wrong at one time. Yeah. And I literally woke up and you know those dreams are just so anyway, I'll fast forward if you guys wanna, I'll put this at the end if you guys wanna watch the thing. But so like literally, yeah, like everything, it was so real. Like it was so real. Like I literally woke up and it was as if I had remembered what had happened.
Yeah.
And then I had to remind myself that actually it hasn't happened yet. Yeah. So none of this actually happened. Yeah. And I was like, fam.
Yeah.
Fam.
That's how it is though, when you yeah, when you're doing something, especially something you want so badly, it bees like that.
It's like always on your mind, yeah, isn't it?
And then you have loads of negative thoughts, loads of anxiety.
Fam.
Like, what you're experiencing literally. Is, mate, the amount of dreams I had about my wedding. This is, it just reminds me of how I felt then. The amount of fucking dreams I had, like cold sweats waking up, these dreams would be so real, like catastrophically going
yeah it's wrong. Like what's real and what's real, what's real and yeah. what's fake.
It's always like that. The anxiety you're experiencing is
it's natural. I literally am like so my plans were take this guy on holiday or do this, and I was like, oh, I guess this is more memorable when like everyone in his life that loves him, blah blah blah. Yeah. But low-key I'm like, hi god, like this is too much.
I'm stressing out. I mean, I would have picked doing the documentary, not screening it and taking them on holiday, but I mean the screening is crazy.
That's the screening is the part where it's like, guys, like we all love you, everyone's here for you kind of thing, because to be in it is one thing, but to go out of your way to come out to the screening is a whole nother thing. And also like I don't know,
send a reminder honestly, though, to people.
I'm going to. But also like I just
I know,
do you know what it is, I'll say to my mom, I was like, for me, I've been working on this thing for like 6 months, and like I guess maybe to me it's a bigger deal because it's like I want this to go the way it's supposed to go.
Yeah,
like he's supposed to be surprised. So the idea is that like everyone's gonna be in the cinema and the lights are gonna be down, and then his friend, I've got one of his friends to like lure him to the place. And the friend, fam, what did I say, this guy's sick. Yeah, he came up with a whole backstory of like why they're going to this private screening of whatever, whatever. Anyway, and so then everyone's got to be there, and then he comes in and he sits down, and then he thinks it's a completely different thing, and then the film starts, and it's obviously about his life. Yeah. So
I think I would go into cardiac arrest if this was me. This would never happen to me, but if it ever happens to me, child, I would. Yeah.
So I did like it because at first it was just going to start and I was like, oh, maybe I should do an intro to kind of explain what the hell was going on here, because if it was me I'd be like, what the fuck. So yeah, but everybody has to be sitting down and in there. If somebody's coming in the same time as him and it's a family member or a close friend, obviously he's going to be like, what the hell is happening here.
Yeah, I mean I've started preparing from now, so I'm not late, because I know I'm inclined to be late, but I hope the time you put is like a good hour before.
The thing is, we've like, I've hired it out for 2 hours, and now that I finished editing everything, it comes up to like an hour 15, and I want there to be time for like cake and stuff afterwards. Do you get what I mean? Yeah. So there's only so much contingency time that I can give, because do you get what I mean?
I think she sends out a reminder like this week ASAP.
I'm going to,
especially
on his actual birthday.
Someone didn't know that you should send.
On his actual birthday, I'm going to send
like.
I've already written out the message. And I've said, listen, don't be the reason the surprise is ruined after months of planning. I beg. Yeah. Like, please, I beg. But yeah, so we'll see. I'm going to be in contact with the friend. So if he needs to stall him a little bit, then cool. But like, we can only stall for so long because we only have the screening thing for half a minute. But yeah. So anyway, this time next week, it's all going to be done. And it's going to have gone amazingly in Jesus' name. Every time I think about it, I'm just like,
I know, I got you.
Part of me is like, shit, what if he's mad because I've been lying to him for like 6 months? Like, I have been lying incessantly.
If he's mad because you've been lying to him to create this amazing surprise, then you need to break up with him.
You drop down and get out. Yeah, you're right.
If you don't do it, I'll do it for you. That would be absolutely insane. Like, how can you imagine someone lied to you about... And it's not even like you lied to him and you were cheating on him or something. You said you were going to one place and you went to go and film. Like, please, BFFR. You said this three or four times, and I think I'm even annoyed with you for thinking that he would...
This is... No, but this is the anxiety about every... Like, literally everything that could go wrong in my head.
All the other things you said, I get it, but this one, BFFR, like...
Yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right.
BFFR.
You're right. Anyway, let's go on to this Love is Blind.